Shall we commence with Surah Al-Mulk, page 24 in the Green Kitab. As we're reciting the Surah, also for us to bear in mind the virtues that we mentioned the other night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, more or less, that there is a Surah in the Quran that consists of 30 verses, and the Surah will intercede for whoever recites it. And then Sahaba radiallahu anhu mentioned also that we would call this Surah Al-Mani'ah, that surah that would protect and prevent the punishment of the grave from coming to a person. As we mentioned previously also, the grave is the first stage. And if a person passes that stage, then the subsequent stages will be easy. So as we recite the surah, like we hear in the hadith also, iman and wahtisaban, two qualities. We have iman and belief, and ihtisab. We must anticipate the rewards that Allah has promised us. So Allah promises on the tongue of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that you recite this surah every night, then you will get protection in the qabr. So we have yaqeen and trust on Allah that as we're reciting it, Allah is already making the arrangements for our protection, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Tabarakalladhi biyadihil mulku wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Alladhi khalaqal mauta wal hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu 'amala. وهو العزيز الغفور الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور تكاد تميز من الغيظ كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبضن ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين صدق الله العظيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Elders and dear brothers, inshallah we will try not to prolong the session. We'll just mention a few points and then we'll make the dhikr and dua inshallah. Sheikh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, who was a very great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the author of Fazaili Amal, many other kitabs as well. And he was very fortunate to have taught the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for many years. In the last i'tikaf that he spent, which was in South Africa in Sanger, before departing, then Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave three advices to the people. There are three things that you should hold firm onto. And this was, so to say, his parting advices to the people of South Africa at that time. The first was that a person should engage your, he said, engage your tongue in abundant recitation of Durood Sharif. Make this your habit to constantly recite Durood Sharif. And we've heard so much, and we mentioned before also regarding Durood Sharif. Mulla Ali Qari Rahimahullah mentions one amazing benefit of Durood Sharif. That when a person makes the etiquette, we learn also when a person makes dua, many of us are making dua now in the month of Ramadan and after the month of Ramadan also. But for our dua to be done correctly, to maximize what we will take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they mention that when a person makes dua, then he must commence with the praise of Allah. Whether it be in Arabic, in English, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, we hear these phrases or these duas being made. So we commence with the praise of Allah. Then with Durood Sharif. And then a person begins his dua. He asks for his needs, for his family, for his health, his wealth, for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then when we terminate our dua, then we make Durood Sharif and praise Allah at the end again. So we have Durood Sharif on either end of the dua, in the beginning and at the end. Mulla Ali Qari Rahimullah mentions an amazing point. He says that with regard to Durood Sharif, this is Allah's command to us. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. That Allah and the angels send salat, send salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah commands us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. You also send salat and salam. So when Allah commands us to do something, definitely Allah accepts it. So Mulla Ali Qari Rahimullah says, Durood Sharif is guaranteed accepted. And the hadith mentions when a person sends durood, then Allah appoints an angel to come and convey this durood to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, we can imagine, your durood at the start of your dua is accepted, and your durood at the end of the dua is accepted. He says, Lallahu arham. Allah is so merciful that He is not going to accept what came at the start and what came at the end and reject what comes in between. But He'll accept your entire dua because the durood on either end is accepted. So as we have been mentioning over the past few days also, to learn the hacks in our deen, as we learn traveling hacks, and dieting hacks, and sporting hacks, the hacks in our deen, what will get us to Allah very quickly. So Durood Sharif at the start of the dua, Durood Sharif at the end of the dua, because these are both guaranteed accepted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept what is in between as well. So this was his first advice, that engage your tongue in abundant recitation of Durood Sharif. Then secondly, he said, engage the limbs of your body in practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one is for us to do the action, make Quran tilawat, reading our salah, we fasting. But am I doing it in accordance to the way that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did it? And just ask ourselves, my dear brothers, we can take our own sabak as we seated here. The most important thing in my life is my salah. أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة. The very first question, the first thing a person will have to stand to account for will be his salah. From the time a person is of age, 13, 14 years old, the boy is already baligh, and right till a person leaves this world, he's 70, 80 years old, still sane, we will be questioned regarding our salah. So take our own sabak now. Is my salah in accordance to the salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We learnt in Maktab possibly, the first point of the salah is that I must stand in the correct manner. My feet must be facing Qibla. And then when I raise my hands, how are the hands raised? So here also ulama go into great detail. The hands must be raised where the palms are in line with the shoulders, and the tip of the fingers in line with the ears. So if we raise our hands like this, the bottom of the palm or the bottom of the hand is in line with the shoulder, and the top of the finger is in line with the ears. And for the hands to be facing the Qibla. Many of us, if we go and stand in front of a mirror and observe our own salah, my hands are like this, facing this way. Or sometimes it's down, sometimes it's too far up. So just the first point, starting my salah, is it in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Are my feet correct in salah? And then how we tie our hands. This also, most of us, if not all of us, learnt in Maktab. For those who follow the Hanafi madhab, then the hands will be fastened below the navel. Check our own salah, is where are my hands in salah? Is it above the navel, on the navel, below the navel? So just these starting points of salah, and we can already see how close and how far it is to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we can imagine now, I'm reading salah for so many years, but still it's not doing what it's supposed to do for me. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ In 21st para Allah says, that salah acts as a preventative from guna and sin, from vice, from immodesty. But I'm reading salah and I'm still breaking Allah's command. I still have immodesty, I still have guna in my life. Why is he not doing it? So I have to check my salah. Is it in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Just tying the hands, ulama say, so important when a person boards a flight, then there's an entire demonstration done just showing us how to tie the seatbelt. So important it is. And even though a person has flown 100 times before, he has to sit there and watch that demonstration. And then the air hostess will stand up and do that also and show you how to fasten the seatbelt and make sure it's fastened. And they won't just leave it at that. But they'll come walking down now from the start, from the front of the plane to the back, to make sure every passenger's seatbelt is fastened. Why? Because we're flying 30,000 feet above sea level. So there could be some turbulence. It could be a bumpy ride. So if the seatbelt is fastened, then you'll be safe. Ulama say in salah, if a person reads salah correctly, then he's not just traveling 30,000 feet, but he's traveling right to Allah, to the arsh of Allah. His salah is going directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can imagine how much more important it is that my seatbelt is fastened, my hands are tied correctly. So whether my hands are raised correctly, my hands are tied, then our ruku, is my ruku correct? There also we learnt in Maktab, the back has to be absolutely straight. The head, the back, the posterior, all in one line. And famously we would hear that if somebody had to place a glass of water on your back, then it should not spill. That's how flat and straight it should be. But again, all of these things, there is no time to go into all the details. I'm reading salah, is my salah in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on this point, ulama say, have some partner, whether it's my spouse, whether it's father and son, whether it's some friend, some musalli, that you check my salah and let me check your salah. And if we have to stand in front of the mirror at home and do it, alhamdulillah. Are my hands being raised correctly? Are my feet correct? Now and again, we'll get lazy, perhaps we won't do it correctly, but we're making an effort. So the second advice he would give, engage the limbs of your body in practicing the sunnah. And then the example ulama give to understand the value of one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it be the sunnahs of salah, sunnahs of eating, of sleeping, relieving ourselves, sunnah of miswak, to understand the value. There was a group of people traveling, and it was night time, and they lost their way, and then they found themselves in a forest. and they were unsure which direction to take, and the more they went forward, the more lost they became. And in that panic of theirs, they realized that on the floor there were some pebbles or stones that were not the normal stones that you would find. They looked different, different color, different texture. So some of those people in that group started to pick up some of these stones. One or two kept it in their pocket. They thought that maybe later on we'll see what this is all about. Others were amazed at it. They picked up more. They filled their pockets. Some picked up so much they filled their backpacks also. And then there were those who rebuked them and said that we lost. We're in the middle of the forest. We need to get out. There may be wild animals here also. And you worried about picking up stones. So they didn't pick up anything. And the entire night passed like this. Eventually, when the sun came out, they were able to now see and navigate, and they found their way to out of that forest. They found the next town that was there. And when the people in that town then inquired from them as to where are you coming from, so they narrated the entire thing, that we were traveling from this place to that place, and it was very dark and we got lost, and we were in this particular forest. So they said, you know what, this forest is notorious and well known for the wild animals and predators that are there. And the locals don't dare venture even close to this forest. So you make shukr to Allah that you made it out safely. And then they mentioned that in this forest there are very, very precious stones, gemstones. And so precious that the value outweighs even that of a diamond also. But because of the predators and the wild animals, we don't even go into that forest. And therefore we can't benefit from what is there. There's no way of getting these precious stones out. When these people heard this, now we can imagine those who had filled up their backpacks, how happy they were. That now I can retire for life. Those who picked up a handful, now they're regretting. If only I picked up and filled my other pocket also. And those who had just one or two, they're hoping that the value is enough. At least they made something out of it. And we can imagine those who didn't pick up anything, how their regret will be. Ulama say the same way, our life in dunya is like that forest. It's dark, we can't see in which direction we're going. We're just worried about making it safely through this, navigating safely. And many a times we end up overlooking the pebbles on the floor, which are the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only time we'll realize the value is when we come out. On the other side, when a person leaves this world, and now he stands before Allah, now he'll realize one pebble or gemstone, how valuable it was. So it's up to me. It's up to us. Whether I pick up one or two, whether I fill my right pocket, my left pocket, my backpack, whether I take an entire suitcase of sunnats and take it to Allah, then I'll get the payout, and then we can imagine how relieved and how happy a person will be on the day of Qiyamah. So this is the second thing, that engage your limbs in practicing the sunnah. And then the third advice he gave, he said, that engage your heart in excessive remembrance of death. Constantly remember the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. That remember in abundance that thing that will terminate and put an end to all pleasure. All enjoyment of dunya will come to a grinding halt when death comes. So remember this in abundance. So these three advices, as the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi gave, to those in i'tikaf and those who are ending the month of Ramadan, engage your tongue in abundant recitation of Durood Sharif, engage your limbs in practicing sunnah, and engage in excessive remembrance of death. And this will enable you to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person came to the palace of the king, and the king can hear a commotion, and he looks and he sees this person is running around from room to room, and he's climbing up to the second floor, and he's coming back down, and then he's screaming and making noise. So the king calls for him. So the ministers or the guards apprehend this person and they bring him to the king. And the king asks him, "Bhai, what are you up to? Don't you know this is a royal palace? And what are you doing here? You're a stranger." So he says to him, "Forgive me. I thought this was a bed and breakfast. Some motel or something. So I thought I'll find some accommodation for the night." So the king gets annoyed. And he says to him, "Does this look like a motel to you? You can see this is the palace, the royal palace, and you weren't even supposed to gain entry into this place." So the person says to him, "That tell me something, you are the current king. Who was here before you? So he says, my father. So he says, where is he right now? He says, well, he's passed away. He's in the graveyard. He's buried. He says, okay. And who was here before him? He says, my grandfather. And where is he right now? He's in the graveyard. And who was here before him? He says, my great-grandfather. He was the king. Where is he? He's also in the Qabristan. So he says, to me, it looks like a bed and breakfast. People are just passing through. Nobody owns this place. Nobody will stay here permanently. Death will come to every person. Then the king's eyes opened. He realized that I have this palace around me, but one day I will also have to leave and the next person will come. He'll take over. So, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ. Remember, death in abundance. These three things, inshallah, if we will take these three final advices, these three parting advices of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Durood Sharif, practicing the Sunnah, and remembering death, inshallah, this will go a very long way to us abandoning guna, abandoning sin. It will give us that strength, the courage we spoke about earlier, and it will get us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll make zikr and dua, inshallah. As we mentioned previously also, when we make the dhikr of Allah, we say la ilaha illallah, then we should imagine that la ilaha, we are negating everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly our evil habits, inclinations, desires, some guna and sin that we have become stuck in and we can't give it up, some illicit relationship, some drugs or some substance or some interest bearing deal, some bank account on overdraft, some guna and sin in my life that is breaking my connection with Allah. As I say la ilaha, I am vacuuming this out of my heart. I'm taking it out. And then I say illallah, I'm now putting the nur of Allah into my heart. The power of iman, the strength of iman, of taqwa, this is now flooding into my heart. And like this, a person repeats la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. I'm removing all of the dirt, the filth, the muck, the grease, the grime, whatever has built up over years of ghaflat, of the disobedience of Allah, I'm removing this from my heart, illallah, and I'm flooding my heart with the nur of Allah. And this nur is so powerful and so strong that it will now completely cleanse and wash my heart. Now my heart becomes shining and I can present this before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ulama would say, a person can envision that as we are seated and we will say la ilaha illallah, then a person should picture in his mind that the door of Jannah is in front of me and this door is closed. And as I say la ilaha illallah, this is the key that is slowly opening the door of Jannah. And each time I recite it, the door is opening further and further and further. And Allah is now inviting me into my Jannah. La ilaha illallah is the ticket to Jannah. Without this, a person, no matter how good he was in this world, no matter how much of charity he gave, no matter how kind he was, no matter his compassion to the creation also was, but without la ilaha illallah, he will never find entry into Jannah. So as I'm reciting la ilaha illallah, my door of Jannah is in front of me and this is opening slowly and slowly and slowly until finally the door is flung wide open. And now through the barakat of la ilaha illallah, Allah gives me entry into Jannah. And then when a person takes the name Allah, then for us to imagine that this is the most powerful name in the entire world, more powerful than my inclinations, than my desires, than my evil habits, more powerful than shaitan, than nafs, is the name Allah. And as I take the name of Allah, this strength of iman is coming into my heart. And the Hadith Sharif mentions that there is a beam of nur of light that is created from a person's heart directly to Allah. La ilaha illallah, laysa laha hijabun dun Allah. There is no barrier between the la ilaha illallah, Allah, Allah. There is no barrier between this and Allah. It goes directly to Allah. I'm building my connection, my ta'alluq with Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka alshukru kulluhu. Ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluhu ala niyatuhu wa sirruhu. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhika wa azimi sultanik. Allahumma laka alhamdu hatta tarda wa laka alhamdu idha radit wa laka alhamdu ba'da al-rida. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيئتك ولك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك ولك الحمد عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم يا حليم يا كريم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا واسع المغفرة يا واسع المغفرة يا واسع المغفرة Oh my كريم رحيم الله most forgiving الله most kind الله most loving الله most compassionate الله Oh my beloved Allah, you are wasi'ul maghfirah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you dearly love to forgive, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we have learned, ya Allah, that in the month of Ramadan especially, you are prepared to forgive millions and millions of your slaves, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, ya Allah, on this Mubarak night in the month of Ramadan, which is an odd night, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, at this hour of the night, oh my Allah, we have come to raise our hands before you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come with yaqeen and tawakkul upon your sifat, O my Allah. With iman in you, with belief in you, O my Allah. With belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have come after learning about your name, O my Allah. Learning about your compassion, O my Allah. After hearing about the love you have for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come after hearing how you love forgiving, O my Allah. That you are afu. Ya Allah, it is your passion to forgive, O my Allah. Tuhibbul afwa. You dearly love to forgive the sins of your slaves, O my Allah. Ya Allah, after hearing all of this, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands on this night, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come with only one goal, O my Allah. We have come with one objective, one desire, one tamanna, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come to be forgiven, O my Allah. We have come to be forgiven, O my Allah. We have come to be forgiven, O my Allah. O my Allah, on this Mubarak night, O my Allah. The month of Ramadan has already passed by, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us so many opportunities, O my Allah. From the start of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us so many times to make dua, my Allah. So many iftaris, so many seris, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us so many of these beautiful nights and moments, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, if we have not already secured your forgiveness, give it to us tonight, O my Allah. Give it to us tonight, O my Allah. O my Allah, we are afraid of our past, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we know what we have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with the resources you gave us, with the ni'mats and bounties you blessed us with, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we spoilt our youth, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we pursued those avenues of your displeasure and your disobedience, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us our eyes to look at our parents, O my Allah, to look at our spouses with love, to look at Baytullah. Ya Allah, we filled our eyes with haram, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we looked at filth on our cell phones on the internet, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we looked at those we were not supposed to look at, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you could have taken our eyesight away from us. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, still you gave us, O my Allah. Still you fed us, O my Allah. Still you clothed us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, still you gave us our homes and our cars, Ya Allah. Our businesses and our wealth and our families, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us our faculties to use for your deen, O my Allah. You gave us our minds and our brains to use for your deen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we used it to plot and plan how to break your command, O my Allah. Ya Allah, which command of yours have we not broken, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, which command of yours have we not broken, O my Allah? Ya Allah, we are the weak part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, just as the parent takes pity upon the weak child, O my Allah, take pity upon us tonight, O my Allah. Take pity upon us tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, soften our hearts, O my Allah. Soften our hearts, O my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all our gunas and sins, O my Allah. The sins committed knowingly, the sins committed unknowingly, the sins committed in the brightness of day, Ya Allah, the darkness of night. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents, O my Allah. Forgive our spouses, O my Allah. Forgive our children. Forgive our relatives, our aunts, our uncles, our musallis, our neighbors. Forgive our community, O my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, don't leave any files of ours behind tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't leave any files of ours tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you do what you dearly love to do and forgive us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us such sincere tawbah. Tonight, Ya Allah, make that decision for us. Ya Allah, such sincere tawbah that we will not go back to breaking your command, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired of breaking your command, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired of leading a double life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we're tired of leading a double life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, when will our lives change, O my Allah? When will our hearts change, O my Allah? Our hearts have become hard, O my Allah. Our eyes have become dry, O my Allah. Our limbs and bodies have become lazy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what you gave us to do and what we did, O my Allah. What Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and left for us, Ya Allah, and what we did to his sunnah, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, we are tired of this life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you have brought us tonight. Ya Allah, you brought us into your home, O my Allah. You gave us tawfiq to take your beautiful name, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you want to give us tonight, O my Allah. If you will give us, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will become happy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we will be safe from the fire of Jahannam. We will go into Jannah. O my Allah, it will not cause any shortage in your treasures if you will bless us tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your love, O my Allah. With your muhabbat, your ma'rifat, your qurb, your closeness, O my Allah. O my Allah, give us that consciousness, O my Allah. Ya Allah, that every step of our lives, Ya Allah, we do not break your command, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make our businesses in accordance to what you want, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let our family and personal life be in accordance to what will make you happy, O my Allah. Ya Allah, our relationships and our interactions with people, O my Allah, and every facet of our life, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make our kamil, mukammal islah and reformation, O my Allah. Reform every branch of deen in our lives, O my Allah. Our imaniyat, our aqaid, our muasharat, Ya Allah. Our akhlaq, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my beloved Allah, give us generous hearts and hands, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to feed your creation, O my Allah. Ya Allah, to help others, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so stingy, we only think of ourselves. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us hearts like Sahaba had, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we heard the other night in the tafsir, O my Allah, how they would give preference to others over themselves. Ya Allah, how they were prepared to go hungry just so that somebody else could eat. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us all those beautiful qualities of Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. O my beloved Allah, Ya Allah, make us good children to our parents, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make us obedient children to our parents, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let us put a smile on their faces, O my Allah. Make us the coolness of their eyes, O my Allah. Ya Allah, all those homes where there is, Ya Allah, where the relationship between parent and
child is fractured, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you mend that relationship tonight, oh my Allah. Mend that relationship tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let the night pass, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make us obedient to our parents, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, reward them, oh my Allah, as they took care of us when we were small. Ya Allah, they fed us, they changed us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, painstakingly they explained to us and they taught us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, those of us whose parents have left us, well, fill the kubur with noor, oh my Allah. Raise their status in the akhirat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, remove adab of qabr from them, oh my Allah. Become pleased with them, oh my Allah. Shower your rahmat and mercy upon them, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, if our parents are still alive, give us tawfiq to serve them, ya Allah, to please them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep them with afiyat, with sihat, with sukoon, with chain, with rahat, ya Allah, with izzat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, open up, ya Allah, your ma'rifat and your qurb upon their hearts, oh my Allah. Give them abundant halal rozi, oh my Allah. Keep them in the best of health, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, teach us how to be good parents to our children, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot make their tarbiyat adequately, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you make their tarbiyat and nurture them in the way that you will be pleased, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. In our progenies till the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah, let there be no kufr and shirk, ya Allah. Let there be no disobedience to you, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, make our children excellent huffaz, qurra, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, da'is of deen, mujahideen in your path, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us and our families tawfiq, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our resources, our health, our wealth, our time, our homes, and everything we have for your deen, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, let us understand what our purpose in this world is, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you sent us for one purpose, one goal, one maqsad, oh my Allah. To recognize you, to find you. Oh my Allah, bring the ummah back, oh my Allah, unto this goal and purpose, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we got stuck in everything else, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, we are sorry, oh my Allah. We are sorry, oh my Allah. We are sorry, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight bring us back, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, make decision for our hidayat tonight, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Nafs and shaitan are waiting for us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan will end soon. Ya Allah, we know the temptations and challenges out there, oh my Allah. We know what is waiting for us, oh my Allah. The dens of vice are there, ya Allah. The evil company is there. The bad habits are there. The cell phone and the internet is there. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot walk this path alone, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, through your sifat and quality of jazb. Ya Allah, pull us towards you, oh my Allah. Pull us by our forelocks towards you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, if you will pull, no one can pull back, oh my Allah. If you will decide, no one can take hidayat away from us. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, through the sincerity of some person who is sitting here tonight, some person who is listening over the receiver, oh my Allah, accept our dua tonight, oh my Allah. Accept our dua tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, through the tufail and sadqah and barakat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are his ummah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the ummah of the final Nabi, of the best of your creation, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we know your love for Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, with that love, accept us tonight, oh my Allah. Accept us tonight, oh my Allah. Accept us tonight, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, make decision for our wilayat, oh my Allah. You become our kafil, you become our wakil, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us that amount of taqwa, of your consciousness, of your fear, that will become a barrier between us in breaking your command, oh my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us pure and clean lives in your obedience, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, make our lives in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are unlearned, uneducated. Teach us, oh my Allah. Teach us what you want from us, oh my Allah. Give us the understanding of every sunnah, oh my Allah. The love for every sunnah. Ya Allah, give us amal and practice on every sunnah. Accept us for the propagation of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the world, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, ya Allah, make us obedient to our parents, ya Allah, make us good parents to our children, ya Allah, make us good spouses to our spouses, oh my Allah, ya Allah, we do not know how to treat them kindly, oh my Allah, ya Allah, you forgive us, oh my Allah, ya Allah, give us tawfiq to be loving, ya Allah, to be caring and affectionate and compassionate, oh my Allah, ya Allah, give us tawfiq to overlook one another, oh my Allah, oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, ya Allah, all those marriages that are broken, oh my Allah, where there is dispute, ya Allah, there are arguments, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those homes have become, ya Allah, like the fire, like pits of Jahannam. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, oh my Allah, you blow the winds, ya Allah, of Jannat and of coolness upon those homes, oh my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, you remove all those obstacles and challenges, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you mend the hearts, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you create unity, muhabbat, mawaddat, rahmat between husband and wife, between parent and children. Ya Allah, between siblings, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many siblings who are not speaking to one another. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, tonight let us find it within ourselves to make amends, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you know each and every person, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know the skeletons in our closet, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what is holding us back, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you know us better than our own parents know us, O my Allah. You are closer to us than our jugular veins, O my Allah. O my Allah, tonight there is some person, Ya Allah, perhaps it is substance abuse that is holding him back. It is music that is blocking his connection with you. Some illicit relationship he's been involved in. He's addicted to the cell phone, the internet, some porn site. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, remove these things from our lives, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make our islah, Ya Allah, reform us completely tonight, O my Allah. Ya Allah, especially our youth, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you guide them, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give them tawfiq to understand what strength that you have kept in them, O my Allah. Give them the strength of iman, Ya Allah, that they will come back into your obedience, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many elderly also, O my Allah. Ya Allah, so many of us, O my Allah, Ya Allah, we don't know in which direction we are going. O my Allah, tonight, O my Allah, in the Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, you set the compass straight once again, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you point us in the direction of Medina Munawwara, in the direction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam become pleased and happy with us, O my Allah. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah, from all fitnas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain and Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Put it back into the hands of the Muslims once again, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let us see the day where the Ummah will come to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in their thousands and in their millions, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, restore the Ummah to their position of Izzat and honor. Those glory days in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when Umar bin Khattab would walk the streets, Khalid bin Walid would be there. Ya Allah, the enemy would tremble just at the mention of their name. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, you are the same Allah. Ya Allah, you restore the Ummah to that level once again, O my Allah. Ya Allah, accept us to revive deen in the Ummah, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, as we get closer to the day of Qiyamah, the fitan, the challenges are there. O my beloved Allah, save us from the fitna of Dajjal, especially, O my Allah. Ya Allah, in all those fitan that are waiting for us, Ya Allah, you protect us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't even know in which direction to turn, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know what is right from wrong. Ya Allah, you guide us on a daily basis, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let our decision making become easy, O my Allah. You guide us every step of the way, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my beloved Allah, when the time comes for us to leave this world, Ya Allah, give us tawbatan nasuha, O my Allah. Ya Allah, let us leave with a clean slate, O my Allah. O my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, let us leave in a condition that you are pleased and happy with us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us leave in this filthy and dirty condition, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us the realization and understanding that we may not make it to the next day, O my Allah. O my Allah, let us lead our lives in that manner, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, when it's time for us to leave this world, take us to Madina Murawara. Ya Allah, let us be in the haram of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, standing before his rawda, sending salat and salam upon him. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, if that is not destined for us in any place, Ya Allah, but you must be pleased with us, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. O my beloved Allah, with the means, against the means, Ya Allah, you send cure. Ya Allah, you can make the impossible possible. They may have lost hope, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we will never lose hope in your mercy. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, you give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, there are so many in debt, O my Allah. Ya Allah, struggling to make ends meet. You provide for them from unseen sources. Give them abundant halal rozi, Ya Allah, that they don't have to stretch their hands out to anyone. Keep our izzat, O my Allah. Keep our izzat and honor intact, O my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us zaleel before people, O my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many of marriageable age. Ya Allah, the temptations and desires are getting the better of them. Ya Allah, they're looking for a way out. You make the way out for them. Ya Allah, you provide for them suitable, compatible spouses. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, so many want children. Ya Allah, you know what is best. You give them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give them many healthy, normal, pious children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have children, make our children obedient and pious, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. O my beloved Allah, fulfill all our jaiz, hajat and desires. O my beloved Allah,
Ya Allah, whatever we are supposed to ask, how we are supposed to ask, Ya Allah, we don't have the tongues and the minds and the brains to even ask correctly, O my Allah. O my Allah, Ya Allah, but you can read the silent du'as of the heart, O my Allah. O my Allah, you can listen to the cries of the heart, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept those cries and those desires, O my Allah. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us all goodness and khair and barakat and blessings, O my Allah. Don't take your ni'mats and bounties away from us. Whatever goodness Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for, you bless us. Ya Allah, what he asked protection from you, protect us and save us from it, O my Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahluh. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, as the month of Ramadan will come to an end, the season of Hajj will begin, O my Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors for us, O my Allah. Ya Allah, call each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Let us be from those fortunate ones who will stand on the plains of Arafat, O my Allah. Who will be in Muzdalifah, in Mina. Ya Allah, you open the doors financially, physically, spiritually, in every way for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj, accept, Ya Allah, the fasting of all those in the month of Ramadan, the Taraweeh, the Quran Khatams, accept our broken a'mal before you tonight, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. وَجِئْنَا بِبِضَاعَةٍ مُزْجَاتٍ فَأَوْفِلَنَا الْكَيْلِ فَأَوْفِلَنَا الْكَيْلِ وَتَصَدَّقْ عَلَيْنَا رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُوبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. Just a reminder, my dear brothers, we still have time left. This is the last odd night in the month of Ramadan. We don't know whether we will see the next Ramadan also. While we are here, we in the masjid, we have wudu. Before we look right, look left, speak to anyone, let us read at least 2 rakats of salah, take a few minutes out, make our own dua. And then we have our individual ibadat. After that, let us make the most of this final night, inshallah.